Now we're going to do our walking practice. And in our walking practice, we're going to step into the present moment. So the regular walking practice involves picking a walking space, five steps, which I have done five steps a number of times. It's not very many steps. So it can be in your hallway or in your room or whatever it may be, up to 20 steps or something. And we're walking back and forth. We're walking back and forth because we're showing up. That's why we don't go. Our long walks are great, but those are something different. If you go walking in your neighborhood or in the woods or the park or whatever it may be, that's great. But this is a contained walking experience. We're in movement in a contained way. So now instead of the breath is movement, the whole body is movement. So stillness and movement are still going together on a walk. And the invitation is that you get where you're going. So you've designated your path. You stand there for a moment and you align with the nature of the experience that you're doing. And here, rather, usually it's just that we stay aware of the body as the foot's raising, moving, stepping, or the leg moving, or the hip moving, whatever it may be. We walk our 5, 10, 20 steps. We stop. We feel the turning. We feel the motion of turning around, which is very different than this going forward. And then we come to stillness again. We renew our commitment to being available to the presence of walking. And we're taking a step into being available. So as we walk, and we know this, and sometimes you can say maybe on half the walk one way or one way other way, available, available, available. Or you don't. Sometimes I say it out loud. Sometimes I say it to myself. I can get more fancy with it. When I'm standing still at the beginning or when I've gotten to the end of the path and I've just turned around, I will say, may I be available? May I be available? May I be available? And then I start walking. And I might say the available or I don't. I'm aware of being available to the sensations, to being in the felt sense of the body moving. So this is a particular kind of walking practice. It's a practice, the regular walking practice is just the felt sense, but we're adding this dimension to see if it helps us get more relaxed with this, more available to being available. Any question about the walking practice before we go to it? Okay. And so we're going to walk to, let me check my little thing here. We're going to walk till 10:45. So I ask you if you're going to have tea or take your bio break, either on the front end or the back end, don't interrupt your walking period. Give yourself enough continuity so that it gets to unfold itself. That might be you get 15 out of the 30 minutes. That's great. But whatever, but give yourself a continuity period so that you know the continuity. You're developing all these subtle skills that you may not be aware of. But that's why it's important. It's your practice. You and Dan do what you want. These are suggestions. See you at 10:45.